Rob, can you take...
Yes, Mr. Chair. Okay, from KPFA, Mary Berg.
Present.
Terry Gendelman. Henry Moore.
Present.
From KPFK, David Adelson. Ali Lexa.
Here.
Fernando Velasquez. From KPFT, Michael Woodson.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Alfonso Rivera. From WBAI, Lisa Davis. Andrea Fishman.
Here.
Barbara Kilgour.
Here.
From WPFW, I'm here. And Hislop.
Here.
Michelle Smith. Rip Robbins.
Present.
Okay, and our staff reps, John Elmella and Pete Caracas on the call.
I'm here.
Okay. Who is that?
That's John.
We have 10 out of a quorum requirement of 9, Mr. Chair.
All right. So let's let that serve as the official roll call. And, you know, I'll announce that this is the June 20th, 2007 PNB Technology Committee meeting. And we'll start the meeting by approving the agenda. I did send the agenda out yesterday. If you need it, I can send it to you again, perhaps. Are there any comments or any suggested changes to the agenda?
I am sorry, I didn't get to see the agenda since your request, and I'm not at a computer. Is it very long?
Yes.
It's about an hour. I estimated about an hour to an hour and a half meeting.
Oh, okay. No, but how much time does it take to read off? Are there a lot of
agenda?
Items?
Yeah, we're going to have staff reports. Then the old business will be discussion of the digital distribution resolution that Henry, I guess Rob, were working on.
That's 15 minutes.
Henry's work on that. And then the new business has to do with setting committee goals, which is a 20-minute allotment.
I'd like to add to the agenda. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. May I be on the stack or do I...
Go ahead, Andrea.
I'd like to add to the agenda the item I raised last time, which was how to add technology right now or use technology right now to enlarge the discussion of Pacifica's issues, especially technology and and its impact on our network. And also, I have an idea. I have, a suggestion.
That you're going to wait to offer then, or?
I'd like to raise some ideas for us to work on in that discussion.
Okay.
Is there somebody with a beep, beep, beep? There's something funny on the line. Am I the only one who hears it?
No.
I don't hear it.
I can hear it.
I can hear it.
There's a little interference. If you would mute your phone, that'd be great. And I guess it's
I'm going to mute mine on the phone. Let's see if you still hear it. Let me.
That kind
people
of helps.
Supposed to say
yeah.
They still hear it. Do you still hear it?
It's better now. It was better.
I hear some pods rattling.
Oh, the pods. Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Rob. Could I just do a follow-up to Andrea's question?
Yeah.
Andrea, I hear what you're saying about the impact of technology. If you could sort of put some things down on paper or virtual paper to explain what your concerns are and what suggestions you have. In other words, what is it that you want, that you want to promote in this discussion, and what are the concerns that you may have where you want to make sure that we don't have unanticipated consequences. I think it would be helpful for all of us to participate in that if we knew what your thinking was in that regard.
Yeah, no, I agree. I've been trying to send a message to the committee, and I just keep getting swamped, and I apologize. There are things that I would like to discuss, not necessarily all tonight, but I'll try to raise some tonight. I will. But I'm also interested in the possibility of making this a discussion for the Pacifica network to have, for the people who would be impacted and affected, and for the people to understand what are the technological ideas that we are considering implementing at Pacifica, and for people to discuss, namely the digital distribution stuff. I don't think many people know about it, and the HD radio stuff. I don't think a lot of people know about this, and have had a chance to consider it or weigh in on it, or had a chance to weigh in on how it might be implemented, or what would be good or bad about it.
At the risk of
right
cutting you off, maybe we can open that up when we get to that discussion.
Fantastic.
Okay. Thanks. So I'll add that. We'll add that to the agenda, and if that's all right with everybody, we'll approve the agenda and move to the first item. Okay. Hearing no objection, we'll move to the approval of the minutes from May. I didn't see anything incorrect about them myself. Does anybody have corrections?
I don't think I saw those.
John made some good corrections in the previous minutes. John, did you see anything, or Pete, that we need to fix?
Now, this is momentous. Then, without objection, we'll approve the minutes from May. And that rocks. Let's move on to the staff report. Again, I think there's some static on the line, so.
You mute it by countdown one.
If someone could mute their phone, that sounds great. Okay, now, because the all-important staff report is coming up, and we're going to have John and Pete. I got John on the list first. You guys can flip a coin, or John go first, whatever you want to do. Staff reports will commence now.
Hi there. Can you hear?
Yes.
Okay. There's a new concern here. We have something. This is from Arbitron.com, the people that bring you the reports of how our stations compared to other stations for listeners. They've shifted over to a new system. Michael's probably aware of this because his station was in the pilot program. Arbitron is using a new system to collect data for their reports. A unique audible code is sent through the radio station's signal and read and stored by beeper-sized receivers. So every time that one of these receivers that the person who's I guess hired to report on it, there's I think about 3,000 per market, something like that. They every time that they go past a radio playing that has one of these codes, unique codes embedded in their audio stream, it will take a count like every 15 minutes. It'll count. Oh, we're listening to WPFW. If they're in the D.C. area and WPFW has implemented the system, it would be counted. After a certain amount of time, this will be the only way Arbitron will collect data in our sister station's market by the end of the year 2008. So if we want to be part of the Arbitron system, we have to implement these systems. WBAI, the implementation rollout period for New York is slated to start during the summer of 2007. The last report from the old diary system will be during December 2007.
What's role the implementation of what?
Of this system. It's called the Portable People Meter System. After that, there will no longer be paper books, which is what before you had to take notes of what you were listening to, and that's how they collected data. Now they will collect the data electronically from information sent through your radio station signals, which are supposedly inaudible. Okay, so BAI, the last report, the last paper report from the old diary system will be during December 2007. There will be 3,720 of these receivers in your market, which means the little beepers. KPFK, the implementation rollout period for Los Angeles, is slated to start during January/February 2008. The last report from the old diary system will be during fall of 2007. No, that can't be right. I made a mistake here. I think that was supposed to be January, February 2007. No, maybe not. Huh. It may have been fall of 2008. That's it. There's where my typer is. Sorry about that. There will be 3,275 of these receivers in your market. KPFA, implementation rollout period for San Francisco is slated to start during April, May 2008. The last report from the old diary system will be during winter of 2008. That makes no sense. I guess it's two...
Well,
this
John,
is interesting.
What
I took these numbers... Pardon?
What doesn't make sense to you?
Well, if it's winter 2008, it really should be, well, is that winter 2008?
No, they roll out the people meters in May of 08. The last diaries are distributed in the winter
in December.
Of 07.
Okay.
February in 08 or winter?
It's got to be winter, so it's got to be December of 08, but that's how they wrote it down.
Actually, I'm looking at the Arbitron page about the Portable People Meter rollout for Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It says last diary report will be fall 2007.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, but that means
they finish doing the paper reports, and as soon as the paper reports are finished, the people meter is implemented, rolled out.
Yeah, they put it out in fall 07.
Okay.
When they get turned in, it's...
Yeah, but if everybody doesn't implement at the same time, then they're going to lose a huge part of the market. So that's why it doesn't make sense to me. Okay, there will be 3,275 receivers in the KPFA market. WPFW is the last station market for implementation. And their rollout period for Washington, D.C. is slated to start during the summer of 2008. The last report from the old diary system will be during December 2008. There will be 1,775 of these receivers in your market.
How many?
1,775. So it's a smaller market. They give you less receivers.
Mm-hmm.
It says.
What about KPFT?
KPFT is already was in the pilot program.
KPFK, she said.
Did she say K?
No, she said T.
T.
I'm sorry, yeah.
T has already implemented this. According to the chief engineer of that station, Steve Brightwell, he can't hear the data. He doesn't hear it on the program stream. Arbitron will provide encoding equipment at no cost for each eligible station that chooses to encode. Stations are eligible to encode their signals and to receive encoding equipment regardless of subscriber status.
Somebody's phone is creating interference.
What kind of interference?
There's dialogue going on in the background. Okay, go ahead, John.
So anyway, the main point is that if we don't, if any of our stations don't implement this, there will be no Arbitron data to look at. So I wanted to bring that to your attention.
Do you know which stations, which specific stations, if any, already have this?
Only KPFT. They're the only station that already was rolled out. They were part of the pilot project.
May I ask two questions?
Sure.
Go ahead, Andrea.
Did you say when you list these rollout periods, you're saying that's the rollout period that we can choose in our area, in our region? You're not talking about something that we're already going to be involved in. You just, those four periods that you just listed, they have to do with our regional.
The rollout period is when you get the when you get the hardware to install at the studios.
Right, but you're saying,
and when the,
if we apply, then we, in that period, we will get it. If we apply, we will get it in that period.
Yes.
We have a decision to make, is that what you're saying? Or are
yes.
you saying the decision was already made?
No, this is the first I've heard about it, and the only station that seemed to know about it was KPFT. Because they've had it for at least a year.
Oh, I see. So, in other words, there's a decision to be made.
Yes, by the stations.
Okay.
Or by...
So who... Yeah, I'd like to know who...
Who's the stage...
Who makes
who's,
these decisions and...
Station management.
Mr. Chair, this is Rob.
Go ahead, Rob.
Is there some way for us to, excuse me, to formally inquire how management will, or to request that management formally make a decision on whether or not they're going to implement this by a date certain, or should we make a recommendation to, you know, Pacifica management that they implement it or do not implement it?
Yeah, I'm kind of listening to John to see what he needs. You need something from us, John?
I don't know at this point. I haven't. I sent this on a number of weeks ago to the general managers, program directors, and engineering staff of the four stations in question that still need to implement. And I haven't heard anything back. You know, they've still got a little bit of time, except for BAI, you know, is the critical one because they're the first station to have an implementation period this year. So I don't know. I would assume it would be the engineering staff, probably with combined with the general managers and the national management. Probably Greg and Lonnie would make those four elements would make the decision.
It really doesn't.
I don't think it has very much of a financial implication. So,
what do you mean?
We pay anyway. We're paying now, so we're subscribed, right? So, they haven't raised the rate, right?
I don't know about rates, but this equipment, it says Arbitron will provide encoding equipment at no cost for each eligible station.
What we pay for is we pay for Radio Research Consortium to compile analysis of the information periodically. We may have to pay Arbitron for the listener behavior books, but I don't think there's like a subscription fee.
Well, we have to pay Arbitron, as my understanding is, we're paying them now.
Well, I'm not discounting that. I'm just suggesting, Mary, that I think what we pay for is we basically pay to get the research, to get data from the research from Arbitron.
Is it possible, John, that the stations are going to opt out of having the Arbitron information?
I'm not sure that that's actually a station decision. I think that may be a national office whether to, I'm not sure.
Well, then would it be appropriate for us to make a motion that, that it be implemented by the stations because there is no financial impact, no administrative impact to staff? It's not going to degrade the signal, and therefore we think that, that we may as well go ahead so that we have access to the information.
I guess.
It would be more like a reminder, right? Because
How about that I contact management from and the engineering departments from each station and talk to them about that? And then and see what where they're at, because it may seem like there's a little bit of overstepping if you guys get involved before we've even discussed it on a station level.
But you polled them about that. I think that's a good idea, but you polled them about that, and they didn't respond.
They didn't respond, but, you know, it may be that they were getting a lot of email that week. I don't know.
May I get on the stack?
Andrea.
Thank you. I mean, I don't know what this question of overstepping is. I think the, if we think about this, we have to think about what kind of impact it has or does not have. And if we consider that it has a significant impact on our operations, then I don't think it's appropriate for us to not have something to say right at the get-go rather than after the gate has been opened and the horses are gone. So I really think we should think about whether there's something we want to consider. I'm not sure. My position is an old, fashioned one, and that is if we rely on Arbitron ratings, we're really not paying attention to Pacifica's mission. It's not what we're about, and I don't trust how they're used or how the evaluations are made with regard to the ratings, and in particular, you could say in terms of fundraising, the mission isn't all about quantity necessarily, about numbers necessarily. It's about ideas being discussed, and what the numbers indicate at any point in time doesn't necessarily indicate their potential for the station and the people.
Are you arguing that we can dismiss the information?
I'm arguing that possibly we might want to dismiss it. I don't know what it means to keep getting ourselves involved with it. I'm not holding to this idea necessarily. You know, there might be a good reason to have these ratings. But I find that they're used often in questionable ways. And so is it necessary for us to have them, and how is it necessary?
Mary Berg, can I be on the stage?
Okay, Mary.
I agree with you totally. And, you know, I was one of the people that there was a huge movement of people that said this. And and the thing is, it's a tool. You can't rely on it that well, but it has a usage, even though it's limited. Now, the fact that people have over-relied on it, or may do, has nothing to do with whether we get it. We're much more hampered not having it. It's a very imperfect tool. We could not create one that was, it's totally not set up to answer the needs of a listener-sponsored station such as ourselves. It's for a sponsored station, or like NPR, they're sponsored in effect, no matter what they call it. So their advertisers want to know how many hours of the day is spent listening to their ads. And we have a totally different basis, but we were unable to construct something suitable for us. I really think we should do this. As I said, even though it's an imperfect tool, it's better than nothing.
I want to remind you
that I don't think there's any cost. And as to whether it's appropriate for the board to do it, I think that John's suggestion was, since I don't think there's opposition anywhere to saying that we're all getting it now. The fact that it's going to a different format is not a reason why people are now going to get up and say, management and the stations, well, if it's a different format, well, we're not going to do it anymore. I think they may need a nudging and a reminding, because it certainly isn't on the front burner. So what I think is appropriate is that John does contact the tech people, like certainly Michael Yoshida, and any counterparts there are in the other stations. I think that would be the first step, so that I would support that. And Andrea, I totally agree with you as how reliable it is, but we still should have it.
Okay, we're 14 minutes into the staff report, and so we need to push it through a little bit if we can. Now, there's a motion on the floor. It's Rob's. There's no need for a second in the committee, if I understand correctly. So,
what's the motion?
My motion was that we recommend to management that it be implemented because there's no ostensible financial impact or administrative impact, and implementing this is not going to degrade the sound quality.
Can I make a small amendment to the motion?
Yes.
I move that we recommend that, and I move that the first step in that process is for John to contact the technical people and the people he suggested.
I absolutely think that's a good idea.
Okay, so I'd like to add that into there.
Okay, that motion has been made. If the secretary will read the motion again, we'll listen to it.
The motion is that the technology committee will recommend to management, to Pacifica management, that the, the portable people meter, what a lovely name.
What's it called? It really is.
Right.
You didn't
meter.
Think that a portable people meter.
No, okay. Stay in order. All right, go ahead.
The portable Peter, people meter, I'm sorry. Technology be installed by the local stations because there is no ostensible financial impact, administrative impact for the stations, and it does not degrade the quality of the signal. However, we would ask the National Technical Operations Director, John Almella, to directly contact the local station technical staff to make sure they are aware of this and to find out if there is some impact that we have not been apprised of.
Is there any discussion?
Andrea.
Go ahead.
Is there any problem that people see of putting that first? To see if there's something that we have not been apprised of, because if there is, we may decide for some reason, although I'm very persuaded by Mary's arguments, I understand them, but if there is something we have not been apprised of, we may not make the recommendation for some reason. Right now, on the face of it, it seems.
But the way the motion reads, John's going to get back to us after talking to these people, and assuming he gets back to us and says, no, nobody sees any problem with it,
Then
we will make the recommendation forward to management. If he comes back to us and says that if this happens, you know, that it will cause our listeners to register for the Republican Party or something like that, then we'll have another discussion.
Okay. So, however, we ask him to directly contact them and get back to us.
Nice. Okay. Are there any objections to the motion?
Well, this is Bill. Let's have a quick question.
Go ahead, Bill.
Since they haven't implemented it yet, is it possible that some of the managers just aren't using Arbitron data at all? Maybe we need to add a sentence or two explaining why this would be useful information? Don't know.
Do you want to make an amendment requesting information from management about their opinion regarding?
Well, I don't
or
want to
our
slow
opinion
that down.
Regarding
if you think there's it's possible they're just not interested, then maybe I guess a friendly amendment that we add a sentence or two explaining why this information is useful and valuable to the station.
Mary Berg, can I?
Go ahead, Mary.
I think when John's talking to them, to my knowledge, every single station has it now, and I don't think it's the individual stations that subscribe. I'm not certain of the mechanism, but I really think everybody has it. So I don't think we have to worry about that. I just think. I think if we just went ahead and had John contact the people, we would find everything we needed to know, including that. So I don't think we need to encumber what we vote for with those sorts of specifics.
Okay.
Okay. I'll take that okay as an okay. then if there are no objections, we'll pass that motion and get on to John's report about the KU upgrade. And we're almost running out of time.
Okay. I guess it was the last meeting or the meeting before I talked about the KU upgrade. We've actually purchased most of the equipment for the first stage of that upgrade, which will allow us to have two streams, two 128 kilobit streams coming out of KPFA and two 64 kilobit streams coming out of KPFT, coming off of their KU receiver. So that's very good because KPFA has had some internet problems. Actually, other places in the country have also had some internet problems in the last week, and I got a ton of calls from affiliates that don't actually have KU dishes and receivers because certain certain regular national programming like Free Speech Radio News didn't go out on time. So that equipment was purchased. It wasn't a whole lot of money, but it's purchased and it's been distributed. And once I get back from Massachusetts and Atlanta, we're going to make sure that that's installed.
Thank you. Well, can we? This is probably just a formality, but we need to extend this report, or say,
so moved.
15 minutes, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Pete, go ahead.
Thank you. Let's see, it's almost 10 o'clock here, and already we're over, so I'm going to try to be fast. It's not anything earth-shattering, just some updates. the major updates are regarding changes being put into the multi-site approach that was started a little over a year ago. There was I put in another round of upgrades, specifically the Pacifica Foundation website, and I think with this group of work and the next phase of work that should be completed by the LAPMB meeting, this should alleviate any concerns that folks may have had regarding the three-site approach for Pacifica National. again, the major advantage to going this route was to have more specialized and targeted niche sites that were catering to new business, new affiliates, or our station needs vis-a-vis Pacifica Network, and our more internal needs, as in financial documentation and board information, vis-a-vis Pacifica Foundation. And so far, the data indicates that this has been working fairly well, even in the very early infancy stage that this project is in. Folks seem to be visiting these sites. The ones that are visiting these sites are staying longer per visit and per page than they are on Pacifica.org, which has gone over to a more radio content-only approach. Pacifica.org data, I'll get to that in a second, has grown in other ways, but specifically with how many seconds people are spending per visit and how many pages per visit. These new niche sites seem to be doing better, and again, I think it's because they're so targeted. So if you go to Pacifica.org/about, as of the last few days, you will have noticed some changes, and those changes basically reflect the upgrades I've been talking about. If you go to Pacifica.org/about, you'll see at the top of the main column area, I have three subcolumns in the top area, and these three reflect one column is for Pacifica Network with the five most popular links in PacificaNetwork.org listed there. Are to PacificaNetwork.org rather listed there. And the other two columns are about the PNB is the title with links to PacificaFoundation.org/PNB with, again, the five top pages. listed there. The same thing with the national office site, being the last. And you'll find there these, I think, these 15 links now, which include things like PMB meeting calendar, which I want to go into in a minute, the Pacifica bylaws, how to contact the PMB, our policies, our staff reports, jobs at Pacifica, financial documents, how to affiliate our network stations, a map, a Google map of our stations with a really cool interactive map, in fact. These basically represent the most requested Pacifica-specific pages, and they're all about Pacifica, so I think it's suitable to place them here. If you're not in front of a computer now, I recommend if you folks can have a peek, and keep in mind this is a work in progress. I gathered this information as to what to use here based on data, user data, and traffic patterns. I constantly monitor the data, and so as patterns shift or new popular pages emerge, I'll be shifting this around accordingly. But basically, I think again, this is going to help integrate and cross-pollinate traffic from Pacifica.org to folks specifically who want to know more about us internally, about the board actions, the local and national, about the network. If you're an affiliate, resources that we offer, et cetera, this ultimately becomes a place to find that. So people kind of were concerned, understandably, in the past that the site seemed disjointed. My comment was always that this is a process. Going from one site that had everything under one umbrella and a lot of it, trying to do a lot for everybody, to splitting it up and really properly linking and getting that back and forth traffic flow is going to be a process, and there's going to be another phase of upgrades necessary. Addition to the linking and the content upgrades, I've also made Pacifica Foundation almost entirely accessible, meaning people who are visually impaired have different browsers with different needs and their web standards to some degree, though they're not fully 100% usable in all scenarios. The site is a lot more accessible, and most pages are compliant to the needs as stated. And I've also upgraded the template at Pacifica Foundation, so that what that means is that the appearance of the Foundation site comes more in line with the Pacifica.org appearance. And when you see the similar change going into Pacifica Network, that means that I've completed that next round of upgrades, making that accessible, upgrading the templates and upgrading the content and cross-linking, which, again, will be completed by the PMB meeting in L.A. So one thing that relates directly to the board, and I'd like to get it on the table, I guess, now, is you'll see at the foundation.org/PNB site that there's a new PNB calendar there. And whereas last year I had a different calendar tool doing essentially the same thing, I've scrapped that and switched to a different calendar for added functionality. And if you go there now, you'll see I've taken what's at KPFTX for June and July and added it to the calendar. What I did last year was added about 90 events mirroring KPFTX last year, and it was never adapted by the PNB, so all that effort basically was down the drain. No one, without a formal motion, in other words, no one will use it, and I kept it up to some degree, but then stopped doing that because KPFTX continued to be the official calendar. So now that the Foundation site is upgraded and going to be formally live and launched by the PNB meeting, with this calendar currently functioning and in place, I think as soon as possible, if the board could have a motion to change that and make this the official calendar for PNB meetings, as I'm already linking to it from Pacifica.org, that would be great.
Hey, Pete?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Ali. I'm sorry. We're in the middle of Fun Drive. I'm going to have to take off.
Okay.
I want to thank John for bringing the Arbitron PPM to our attention, and I will see you guys soon.
Thank you, Ali.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mary, you're on the stack.
Okay.
So, let's see.
Oh, am
Pete,
I next?
Pete, Mary was going to, I guess, has a question, unless
yeah.
Yeah,
wait.
I just wanted to give one more bullet out about this group of talks here. The final thing is Pacifica.org, and I know Ali gave a detailed traffic report on the KPFK. .org. I will be submitting a 5-year report of traffic going back to 2002 on Pacifica.org at the next PMB meeting in LA that you folks see. But you'll notice, just without doing a complete report, I can tell you that in the last 2 complete months, new highs were reached at Pacifica.org for 2 of the most important traffic indicators. My view, the most important one is total page views. And in, in April, we exceeded 875,000 web pages, which was significantly higher than past highs, excluding the most recent quarter since the new site has gone live. And the past month, May, we had over 140,000 visitors, again, being a new high. Even when the war broke out, these indicators exceed those peaks, and those were real spikes at that time. So if some news breaks and we spike from here, we're looking at, you know, 1 million-plus page views and 200,000-plus visitors a month, which is getting into a decent range. So I'm happy so far with the indicators, and I'll go into that more in a month at the LA meeting. Okay. Sorry. Thank you.
All right, Mary?
Yeah, I have a couple of things. One is, it looks great, Pete. Now, I'm at Pacifica Foundation, and I'm looking at the minutes because I still want to know how I can post the minutes, and that's one of my questions, or should I not try to be posting them if there's some other way, but there's a passive minutes I have from last year.
Mary, can you speak up, please?
I'm sorry. This is the microphone fell down. Yeah, I'm sorry. I want to know how I can post the minutes from last year and this year. I said the site looks really great, and I'm on Pacifica Foundation, and I'm seeing the minutes there. And or if how can I get them up there? I told you I was willing to post them if I had some access. So I need to know that. That's my one question. And the second thing is on this page. P&B main page, latest minutes, and then there's a box which on my screen says, it's a dark box, and it says, welcome to PacificaOrganization.org/PNB. That's in white. The other lettering is in some color that against the black background, it's like a lavender. I can't read it unless I highlight that box.
I'm going to be tweaking a little bit of the coloring. I said it's, if you also go to PacificaFoundation.org without going slash.
That's where I am.
Yeah, but if you don't go to /PMB or /national,
If
you just go to the domain, the .org directly, You'll see it still says coming soon. So it's not completely live, but there's been like a major upgrade. I'll be tweaking that text. I can see that.
And I know it's in progress. I didn't know if a comment, you know, it's, I don't know. If you already knew about it, just scrap that. And if not, then it's, and maybe it doesn't look like that on other people's browsers. I don't know. But so those are my two things, and the first thing is a question about how I can post the minutes.
Yes, I will be. Ideally, for me, I would rather do this en masse with the board. And
but this is just a procedural thing, like I've talked about. You know, you said that would be helpful.
I understand,
if I did.
But if you, pardon me, Mary, but if you recall, I'm sorry, I've been up in really hot hours. I'm kind of tired, so if I'm a little slower or talking lower, interrupting, I apologize. But if you recall, we did a training together last year for a couple of hours on the phone, you and I personally. And so my objective is not to do one-on-one trainings with the board members so that they can post things. I'd rather train 3, 4, 6, 10, 12 board members at a time who are interested. And so I think I'd rather wait for the LA meeting to do a training. I'll contact you to remind you your login information, and if you have any questions too. But I don't have the time to do that kind of
That's okay. I didn't mean a training. It just, that didn't work, and I don't remember. Anyway, that's okay. That's fine. We don't need to go into
right.
it now. I
yeah,
just,
let's get that,
that's
put that
fine.
On hold, I think.
In fact, on that note, I would like if the board, I mean, now that I have a functioning PNB, a tech committee, if the board could be asked from, I've asked in the past as staff, but if the tech committee can ask the board to make some time when the public, when the meeting happens. I know that a lot of things are on the agenda, but perhaps the secretary and a couple of folks who are interested in working on updating minutes and working on this site, or some volunteers could be coordinated. I don't know. But I think the live meeting is an opportunity, is the best time to have me do training like that. Anyway.
It's not a training thing. It's a different thing. But I'll talk to you. Sure, we'll do that. I'll talk to you in July.
Okay, Pete. If I'm clear regarding this part of your report, is you would like a motion from the technology committee to the PNB, and we want to have a vote to change the calendar location from kpftx.org to pacifica.org. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, I would move that if it's all right with the committee. And if there's no discussion, we'll just consider it passed. Is there an objection?
I'm sorry. Can I understand it? I didn't understand it. You want to move the calendar of meetings from kpftx.org to
pacifica.org.
What?
Beginning, I guess, with the in-person meeting in L.A. at the end of July.
Can I ask why it has to move and not just be duplicated?
Yeah, thank you. I have that question also, because I think that would be nice.
Because, as I said last year, I added 90 events, and no one was using it, meaning that board members were logging in and entering it at KPFTX rather than entering it at Pacifica Foundation, and I am the one that has to duplicate it. I don't have the time. In fact, I'll just leave it at that. I need to start working 40 hours a week.
Okay,
and,
redundant.
Can't the instructions that are given to people who enter to enter themselves in two places?
Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
I mean, that should be like standard procedure. You enter, you do the step one and step two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, if I may, when I tried to show this system to board members from last year, they seemed concerned that it was too many steps already. And I think it may sound easy to do step one, step two at this moment, but in practice, my experience is it doesn't happen. And then the staff has to pick up the slack, and I can't do that here. If the board wants to hire someone to administer the site, it may be necessary.
Mm-hmm.
The board has a tremendous amount of content. In fact, John has put forward a position that could do that. That's a separate story.
It can't be done automatically, like with an automatic link or something like that?
No, not easily.
What's the sense of having two calendars?
Well, because some people go to KPFTX to listen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
People go to KPFTX
very handy.
For information and to have to go to another place.
Could I speak to this issue, please?
From that place seems a little odd.
Michael?
Okay, John? Go ahead, John.
The board, I don't know how many years ago it was. It was one of the committees basically passed it up to the board that to notice a meeting, it had to be up on KPFTX. I think what Pete is asking for is the notice requirements to be changed to Pacifica.org.
Right, and people can use the X if they wish. It's just that Pete is not going to keep up X himself.
That's fine.
The notice of the meeting that it's coming? I'm sorry. You mean the notice, the week's notice, or at least that's required? Is that what you're talking about?
Right.
A meeting needs at least a week's notice unless it's a special meeting that's the consensus of the body. It needs a full week's notice.
That,
so this would be the receipt of that notice once it goes up. It, there's a time stamp of when it was put up. And what Pete is asking for is the notice requirement now is on Pacifica.org instead of KPFTX.org. Is that correct, Pete?
Actually, PacificaFoundation.org technically is where the calendar is, but links will be at Pacifica.org. And, yeah, that is correct.
Well, if there are links at Pacifica.org, why can't there be links at... What do you mean links at Pacifica.org? I mean, why can't there be links at KPFTX also, if there are at this...
There probably could. We can talk to the administrator of KPFTX. What I'm saying is PNB meetings are official Pacifica Foundation events, and this is an official Pacifica Foundation website, and I have created a second calendar solution now, and I could scrap it as it did the one last year because you folks, because the PNB doesn't want to use it. I would say, as myself, as national staff, it's not a good experience to create services and solutions that don't get adapted, embraced by the foundation, but I would say that I would prefer that this is the way it's done going forward, and you folks are free to continue to do things as you do, but I will not sustain a calendar and duplicate what's going on at KPFTX. I'll just leave it at that.
I don't want to get bogged down in this. I also hate to be be too didactic, but I think this is a small point. Can we all agree that we're going to ask the PNB to make PacificaFoundation.org the official calendar location? I mean, that's what our webmaster is asking us to do.
Yes,
and there can be a link on KPFTX. Nobody's stopping that at all.
Well, if that's possible to build, yeah. I mean, I'm not. Of course. I'm sorry, I'm speaking out of turn, may I speak?
Go ahead, Andrew.
I think it's important that the official site be Pacifica.org, but if there's a way to have a link, I would strongly recommend that there be a link, just as there is to Pacifica Foundation.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
If there are no objections, we'll make the request of the PNB. Change.
And how do you handle the question of the link?
Pardon?
Well, the owner of the KPFTX can put a link on. I guess we could ask Otis McClay if he would put a link on KPFTX.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll call Otis and ask him if he'll do that. Will that kind of get us over the hump here?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll send that motion out to the PNB because I don't think I'll be getting the minutes before I need to make this. We need to make this notice for the July meeting. I'll take the initiative to do that if that's all right with people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Pete, go ahead. We're going
to.
Are you going to
read? This is Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
I was going to say, Pete, thanks for all the great work. The website's looking good. Maybe it's already here, but this is sort of a continuing thing. I had trouble finding, maybe this is not posted, or the meeting minutes for both, well, the PNB, but especially the committees. And when I first joined this committee, I was looking for old minutes of this committee, for example, and I've heard that from other people on some of the other Pacifica committees, it's hard for them to find, or it's impossible to find minutes. Is that something we could do to make it easier to locate?
Great question.
Yeah, well, that's a great question. I agree. As I said earlier, the PNB generates a tremendous amount of content, and I have to start limiting, for my own personal health, myself to 40 hours a week. So increasingly, less things will be posted. I will say that, because in the past, I would put in 50 hours a week on average and not think twice over the last few years, but I cannot do that anymore. So as I said, I recommend that the PNB request a secretary assistant or some type of position that could step in and do this, or the board can take it on themselves. I can do a training and show them how the point of moving to this type of site based on the Joomla content management system was that I wouldn't be the bottleneck, and I continue to be the bottleneck because though I set up these sites, no one can do the entering. Another problem is, and this is a problem that, you know, it comes up in other conversations. I think it relates, for example, to what Andrea talked about earlier for new business and us trying to bring information out to the community about these new technologies. If I may say, I think a big barrier here, and is that as an organization on the whole, we have over 1,000 unpaid and paid staff, volunteers on all levels. We lack the general computing skills, and it's a constant problem for technical staff that, technologies that should be adapted in other organizations and other scenarios take infinitely longer in an organization that is frankly not trained and behind the times on things, and it's a big problem for me. So the barrier is that there's a backlog of minutes and many hours worth of work and the resources to do it.
Okay, thank you. I was just wondering.
This site, the Pacifica Foundation site, is where the minutes would be, and you'll find some minutes from 04, from 05, from 03, but they're not complete, and I know that, and then that's the problem.
Mr. Chair, Rip Robbins here.
I don't know when, if we're extending time can account for this as well, but on the one thing I wanted to talk about in addition to the websites was to talk about the budget. I think that Michael had put that on for as part of my report for FY08, and just not a full discussion, but just some preliminary bullets to get into. I'm interested in starting that immediately, so if we can have some time for that today.
Can Michael hear?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rip.
I would like to request that the chair submit to the executive director a request for training at the board level for posting of minutes so that we could all participate more in that. I think since my first meeting over a year ago, I would say that we've suffered incessantly from complaints from members about these kind of things, and it's been bubbling under the surface that Pacifica's not taking care of this matter. I think it would be appropriate, and I know that the ED has recently put a request out for what kind of issues we need to address. So
I have no problem with that. Does anybody on the committee have a problem with requesting and I guess the PNB chair some time to do training to post minutes?
Well, I think it. I feel a little frustrated because I did offer to do this, and I know Pete didn't have time. But you tried to give me an access code, and it didn't work. That was not the same as a training. We couldn't get it to work, and I think there were reasons, and it was fine. Let it go for the time, and I didn't want to bug you a whole lot, but I don't think we need to train everybody. I think some designated people, and I had offered at the latest back this January, and I'd offered before that, so I'm willing to do it, unless someone says they don't want me to do it. I don't know, but all I need to do is just get an access code and what format it's wanted, and I could do that.
Unless
there are other obstacles that I don't know about.
I want to be respectful, but I don't think talking about the issue of a particular problem regarding posting.
My point is, I don't think we need to make a motion that the board gets trained in how to enter things on the website. That seems very broad, and I don't think.
Mr. Chair, could I modify my request then? I just would like
people might.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, Rip, go ahead. Yeah,
I just want to modify that I'm requesting because I'm the chair of a committee, and I would like to know how, and I think it's appropriate here that since the technologies director is on this committee and this committee can make that request, that I'm happy that the that the director is confident that she can do that on her own, but I'm making the request for myself. And I think there's other members of the board that are also responsible for posting.
And can we have it by request?
Mary, could you ask Mr. Chair? Acknowledge Mary? Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.